right here. Just pay attention to us.
The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
That was kind of...
We should rehearse it one time.
Imagine if we rehearsed.
No.
It wouldn't.
We couldn't.
I don't think we possibly could.
We'd take away the magic.
It would lose like the, yeah, authenticity of it. You know?
How the fuck are you?
I'm good.
Are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I had like a magical weird weekend.
Good for you. I had a weird weekend as well. Some of it was magical.
Yeah.
I'll say I did have... On Saturday,
yeah,
I went on a tiki bar tour with my friend.
I'm sorry,
my friend and her boyfriend.
Okay.
And wow. Then this guy was supposed to come. Who? This is maybe his fifth time ghosting me, so it is on me at this point, and I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
And I don't expect anything from him.
Yeah.
But at some points, I'm like, it's insane to text in the morning if you're ghosting. Don't text me at 11. If you're planning on ghosting at 1 o'clock.
Some people are cowards.
But I'm like, you're texting me.
That's so embarrassing.
Like,
yeah.
Getting details.
Remember the guy I was going to meet who had ghosted me before?
Yeah.
He did it again.
Okay.
But now he's dead to me.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so embarrassing the way people are. But sometimes they tell you who they are and you just have to be like, that's who they are.
And there are like, with this guy, I'm like, I know that this is who he is.
This is who he is.
I can't expect anything from him. It's fun when we actually do hang out, but I'm like, it's starting to outweigh the
every other.
It's
moment.
Not even like where I'm like, it's hurting me. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's just annoying. It's disrespectful.
Like, I'm like, why are you?
Respect my time and my space.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck do you think? And if you text me one more time, and it's always the next day, like, oh my God, I wasn't feeling good. I fell asleep for 15 hours.
No, you didn't.
And I'm like, no, you didn't.
Have the courage to
just
like
say you can't.
I know.
Why are you saying, like,
I know.
I don't understand.
I know. People be crazy. People be crazy.
But anyway.
Okay. So can I tell you about my.
Yeah. You have a crazy story to tell.
I literally do have a crazy.
Jesse and I both came in with crazy stories, but mine I have to save for the Patreon.
Yeah. Because.
So after this one, guys, we'll have the Patreon up on patreon.com/middlechildren. So. If you need more after this episode, go check it out.
If you need all the tea, literally run. Because you know Chris's is going to be good. But mine is like very... I can't even believe it, okay?
I can't wait.
So first of all, everybody's got to know. Like, I've been feeling a real energy shift in myself, okay? A real energy shift. Like this... I don't know what's happening, but there's something happening, okay? Okay. So... So I'll tell the other part of the story, which really isn't part of the story. But I went to the park with my friend... And I went to the park with my friend and she had to go home. And I was like, I'm feeling like I'm going to go get dinner. Like I'll grab dinner. I'll figure out where I'm going to eat it. But I was in this really good mood. I can't explain it to you. Okay. And I'm walking down the street and I see this guy ahead of me. And you know, when you can tell from their back, I'm like, that guy's hot. Like that guy has a strong back and he's hot.
I feel like. It's like 50-50.
Okay.
Because like sometimes you're like, okay, that guy's hot. And then he turns around and you're like, oh, well,
no,
that's
he's not.
Too bad.
No, he's not. Okay. But I felt this weird like pull towards him. And he was on his phone walking, which is important because.
Not me looking at your hands for engagement rings.
I'm engaged. Can you imagine? So he's on his phone. So he's walking kind of slow that I'm like, we're gonna line up, you know what I mean? But I wasn't like I'm gonna engage with him at all. I was actually really hungry. So I was like, let me see if I can get around him and like maybe I'll look at his face just to see if I was right about him being hot. I go to get around him and I forget, I kind of misstep. We smile, we lock eyes. Chris, I haven't felt this type of like energy.
Love at first sight, some might say.
Energy. There was another guy I met years and years ago that I remember when I met him, I was like, there's a pull in my body. I can't explain it. So we like lock eyes, smile, start talking.
How did you start talking?
I think he was like, sorry, were you trying to get around? And then I was like, sorry, how not aggressive anymore. It's a Sunday. Yeah, like I was like, I don't know why I was being so... Then we stop. We're talking on the street. Like, we sort of just end at this corner. We're talky. I'm like, what's going on?
Literally, what's going on?
And then he was like, which way are you going? I was like, I was going to go that way to pick up dinner. And he was like, should we go get dinner? Or at some point he dropped he was single. And then I was like, I'm single. And then it was like, should we go get dinner?
What?
Literally. And the whole time I'm like, this can't be happening. Also, because I'm at the end of the day. I've been in the park all day. I knew my energy was good. And honestly,
and you're sober.
I'm sober as a clam. He's sober too. He had just been to Puerto Rico. He had just gotten back. He was like, I was about to pick up my cousin from the airport, but someone else can do
Fuck
it.
Them.
Yeah, he's like, someone else can do it. And I was like, if you're sure.
Does he have a car?
What? I don't know. Maybe.
To pick up his cousin.
Oh, sure. I hadn't asked that. But then he's like,
do you know how old he is?
Yeah, he's 47.
Okay.
Which is like.
No, better than 27.
Definitely better than 27. But also I was like, but we go to this restaurant. He's like, let's go to this restaurant that I hadn't been to. And like all the waiters know him. He's like speaking in Spanish with them. And I'm like, hot. I'm literally like, and it feels
and
like.
And they're like, who's your friend? And he's like, I just met her on the street.
Literally. Well, he was like, this is Jesse. And I was like, hi.
Hi, you Jesse. Know what I mean?
Jesse. It felt like.
What's the last? Gomez. Hi, Jesse Gomez. So nice to meet you.
Like, and it felt like we were on vacation. That's truly how it felt. Because like at one point he like took the flower from the vase, you know what I mean? And put it in my hair where I was like, what's going on?
What is going on?
Literally, we're both sober. He doesn't drink. So I didn't drink. And I'm like, why do I feel drunk in this moment? I kept being like,
you're like, this is what Beyonce was writing about, drunk in love.
Literally, I was like, I feel drunk. This feels weird. We like get dinner. He was like not even hungry. So he also gave me some of his food, which I ate. Like, so we're like vibing, okay? Vibey. And I'm like, really, I can't explain how pulled I am to his energy. Like really, really pulled.
I mean, so exciting.
Literally so exciting. And then afterwards, he was like trying to figure out when he was going to pick up his cousin or something. And of course, I'm a little, who knows what I'm doing? Because
what neighborhood are you in?
Mine.
And he I was lives walking in the home.
Yeah. Like what? So then he was like, what should we do? Which actually, I feel like I don't like when guys ask questions, but whatever. So I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, what do you want?
Huh?
You don't like when, what, do you want?
I just don't like making the calls because it makes you, you're like, I was like, I don't know. We could maybe smoke and but go back to my place. Immediately, I'm a slut. And then he's like, oh, well, I have to get back to my cousin. I'm like, why'd you set me up? Whatever. Then I don't remember, but he was like, let's find like a little spot. Okay. Which I'm like, we're going to make out. We find this little area. Okay. We make out. Electric, literally electric.
What the fuck? For how long?
I don't know. I didn't time it. It felt like not the first. So we did it one time. Then we
like, I closed my eyes. They opened. It was the next morning.
Literally. It was such a good makeout. So then we start walking. And then he was like, why did we stop making out? And I was like, I have no idea.
Your cousin sounds like.
Yeah. So we walk back. We're like, let's go back to that spot because it was really quiet and like nice, you know? And we're like joking on the way. Oh my God. Okay. So we go back, we make out more. Okay. Then now it doesn't, well, you know what? It does. Maybe it does. So then he was like, obviously everyone's revved up, you know? So he's like, let me see if I can like get my cousin in and then like maybe we meet up again. And I was like, great. You know, we'll both shower since we're kind of disgusting from the day.
What time is it?
Now it's like 9:30.
Oh, at night.
At night.
Well, obviously. Okay.
And he gives me his number and
his wife answers.
He gives me his number. He like takes a picture of himself to put in my phone as his contact. Okay.
I would love to see.
I know you would. So as we're walking away, I like send him a kiss emoji and he sends me like a love emoji or like the like face that's like don't show the camera, but there.
Okay.
I know.
That's my uncle. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
No,
Very hot.
He was so hot.
That's a man.
That, can I say something? It was really a man. It really was a man.
He looks tall. Is he tall?
He was tall.
He looks strong.
He was strong, Chris.
That man could lift.
That man, I was prepared to be thrown around. Now, the sad part of the story is, then we never texted again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But actually, like, it's so funny because it felt like a vacation. Like, it felt like a spark. I didn't really ask a lot of questions about each other's life. We were just, like, enamored is how I would describe it. It felt like just a weird, you know, bottleneck episodes in show. It felt like just a bottleneck episode in my life, like, where I think my energy, I'm like, I always said when I am able to, like, meet people on the street, I know my energy will be in the right place. And I think, like, it just was. And it was so great. And, like, I really don't want to chase. I just want to attract. So, like, maybe it was just meant to be that one night, a kiss on the street. I don't know.
Are you going to, like, you're not going to text him or anything?
I don't know if I should, like, because then I might ruin the story, you know?
Yeah, but I guess it's like,
I mean, I don't think we're going to, I don't think it was merit. Maybe it's just a great lay. And maybe I should text him. I don't know what to do. I actually was like, I'm going to talk to Chris about it.
Do you, like, know what he does or anything?
I forget. I don't remember.
I feel like it'd be crazy not to.
Should I?
I would, but I would ruin everything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess burn it all down. I don't know. I realized, like, I mean, we went, that was what was funny, is on the street, we were he immediately went to talking about, like, be a very deep conversation about, like, knowing yourself, which I was like, hello, like, where am I? You know, that we were connecting on a deep level, but I also was like, I actually don't know any of the surface things about you, which is interesting.
I would text him.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I guess. It already, unfortunately, feels like it's gone. It's a little less exciting. Like, it was so exciting. And then not hearing is like, oh, disappointing. Like, okay. So I'm not as
excited. But if he's, like, with his cousin, he's also 47.
Yeah, but he could communicate.
The texting's a little different.
Is it?
The rules. I don't know.
What are the rules? I think it's, like, just communicate.
But yeah, but see, like, I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you already are feeling a certain type of way because he hasn't communicated.
Yeah, like, I'm already turned off, unfortunately.
But maybe stop holding people to such a high standard.
I don't think it's that higher standard. It's literally just communicate. It's really,
I know,
not,
but if you can
high.
Be so easy breezy about it was so fun, whatever.
Yeah, it was.
Then maybe just keep that energy going and see where it goes.
Yeah, I could.
Instead of worrying. Or not worrying, but, like, being annoyed.
Yeah.
You could.
I don't know if I'm annoyed. I just sort of, I'm in my mind, I was like, maybe it played its... Maybe,
I mean, it's an amazing...
It's an amazing story. Like, it really was a magical night. And that, I don't get... That doesn't get taken away.
What if
think.
It's meant to be?
I don't think... Like, it didn't feel like my husband. It felt like...
But that sounds... What's your husband going to feel like? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would feel
I'm like if this felt magnetic and amazing.
It felt magnetic and amazing in certain categories. I don't know if it felt magnetic and amazing in every category. But listen,
it
was
ever
pretty.
Does.
I don't believe that.
I don't think it'll ever feel.
Like, I don't know if we'd be friends. Let me put it that way. You know how, like, some people you meet, you're like, that would be my. I don't know if he would be my friend. Like,
but, like,
do you know what I mean?
Not really, because you were talking about how amazing it was to meet him and how great it was.
The chemistry and the sexual tension was amazing. I don't know if, like, friend-wise, like, I don't think we'd laugh about the same things. I don't.
So maybe he's just a...
That's what I'm saying.
Could be the fuck buddy you've been...
Praying for. Right in my neighborhood.
And he looks like he can fuck.
He really looks like, let me tell you something. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, obviously, I was like, yeah, come over. Although part of me is scared, obviously.
about.
I'm just like, he's 47. He knows things I haven't even dreamt of yet.
I wouldn't get that crazy. Yeah, I think we're older than we
thank you for saying that.
Seem. It's yeah. not like we're fucking 21 and he's 47.
Yeah, but kind of.
But not really. We're closer in age to him than we are to somebody who's 21.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. Should I text him right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's text him right now. What should I say?
Hey.
Friend.
I was going to say.
Everyone in the room can chime in. What if I say.
Hey.
Want to come.
Fucking loser.
When are we hanging out next?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, because like, well, I don't really care what happened, right? I don't care. I'm like not caring about that.
When can I see you again?
Do not text him. Oh, yeah,
Mike, here he comes.
You need some. If you're texting a man, you need to fluff it a little bit.
Ew, already hate this.
I'm sorry.
What does fluff mean? High soldier?
Don't just randomly just say, when are we hanging out again? That's very curt. To text somebody.
Yeah, but that seems like the vibe.
That does seem like...
Yeah, and he is like 40. I feel like, well...
This is what we've said so far. I sent a kissy face and he said
yeah, I feel
love.
Like the niceties should be cut. You already have hooked up. You're already on date three.
No.
Well, disagree. I mean, we've only kissed.
Yeah. I mean, not gone, but you can be like, I think when are we hanging out? I would, if I was dating, if I got a when are we hanging out?
Yeah. I feel like it shows I'm pretty
situation,
forward.
I would like that because I'd be
you
like.
You know what he said, which was a red flag. And I think this is the biggest red flag any man can say is I'm already nervous. I'm going to mess this up because that means they will mess it up.
And they have intention
and they
to
have,
mess it up.
Almost like they're literally telling you they're going to mess it up when he's like,
I'm nervous. I'm going to mess this up. He said that. My wife and I are finally getting
literally,
things back on track.
He was like, I'm just scared I'm going to mess it up. As soon as he said
it,
I was like,
anyone that says
that,
I'm like, okay, so.
And I was like, I don't think you can mess up. How do you mess up friends with benefits? Just be a friend and do the benefits. Like, you really can't.
He probably didn't think this woman is seeking an arrangement.
Really?
He probably assumed that you want more than friends with benefits.
I guess. I don't think I was giving a carefree vibe. Clearly.
But I think like a 47-year-old man's mentality is not going to be like this girl that I just met on the street just wants to keep things casual.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a fuckboy attitude on your behalf. No offense.
To think that.
To be like, I just want to have a fuck buddy.
He just, but in my defense, he does feel like that energy. Like, not in a bad way.
I'm saying, like, by all means, do it. I'm just saying he probably,
all right.
Even if he is thinking that, is assuming that you're wanting
a relationship
more. So, Mike, if you were just trying to fuck a girl,
well, could she say, when are we hanging out next? When can I see you again? That's kind of nicer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the directness of like the intention. It's not the directness of what you want. It's more just, I think that you still just want, even though you want it to be flirtatious or whatever, I do think that men just have egos. I think that there's like a level of kind of like, you almost want like a soft touch, even on a direct request. So I think it's not that you shouldn't be asking for what you want, but I think it should be like worded in like a
Mike likes nice girls.
Can you just
I think that
I love that for Mike.
That's what it says.
Yeah. So what I don't even because I don't understand what you're saying at all. Can you say the text that you're thinking?
So I would just pad it and just be like,
Mike wants to be the one that suggests the sex in the conversation. That's the vibe.
That's not wrong.
I understand.
So it's different because I'm like,
I'm demure.
I like a little dominating vibe on me.
Absolutely.
You know
me
what
too.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I like someone that's like, I'm taking
forward.
Control.
Me too.
So I guess it depends.
So I would say something like,
should I just
Ronnie,
say, hey?
Back me up on this. I would say something like, hey.
Ronnie, don't back him if you don't feel it.
I would say, hey, I had a great time last time we hung out. When are we gonna? When can I see you again? When are we gonna hang out again? No, you don't like that.
See, I feel like you should just be like, "Will I be seeing you again?"
Ooh.
You can be a very curt texter in general, though.
Yeah, of course. That's who I am. But we've never even texted. It doesn't really matter. It's not like he knows my tone in text.
It still matters.
He doesn't know your tone in text. That's why I'm saying sometimes your tone in text, if you don't know you, you'd be like, this woman is mad.
Okay.
But I feel like since you're texting about having sex, I wouldn't assume that you're mad. So I really, I don't know. I feel like just do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's really no skin off my back.
Yeah, what do you have to lose? Unless, of course, you see him every day now because you live in the same neighborhood.
But who cares? Like, see, that's the thing. I really don't care. I felt very, like, conscious of my decision.
Or do, like, a joke, maybe? Lead with a joke?
I don't, we didn't, see, that's what I'm saying. We didn't have a joke. We didn't joke, really. Like, we really didn't joke.
Ronnie, what did you say?
You didn't joke when you were at dinner? What did you talk about at dinner? You didn't tell any jokes at dinner? You sat there stone-faced?
I'm trying to tell you the energy. That's why he's not my husband.
He's feeding you like oysters. What was happening at dinner?
What was dinner? Just flirty. I don't know how to say it other than flirty. It was just flirty, flirty, flirty. It was like, how can he touch my hand? How can he like... It was just flirty. I don't know how else to say it.
Got it.
It was not, what do you do? We never talked about what we did. No one cared.
But I feel like that's kind of better on a first date. Like,
yeah,
that you weren't talking about the stuff that's boring and no one cares about.
That's true. But we didn't have jokes. There was a tad language barrier, a little.
Where's he from?
Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So... just a tad. I don't know if he would have gotten my jokes. Sometimes I think I even tried and I went, you know what? A swing and a miss.
Because sometimes I'm like, I feel like somebody who's not American
would
be great with me because like my sarcasm doesn't come across as well.
Yeah.
And so it might benefit me actually.
It was very, again, I was like, it was still, I haven't felt that type of chemistry in a really long time. Really
also, he's not an American man, so
I know
Mike's theory might be going out the window.
Yeah, I think so too.
Why would it be going out the window?
I think your theory's already hanging, dangling out of a window.
Why?
Because like
with this guy, I feel like sometimes guys like to be the submissive ones.
He already wasn't forward.
Wants to be submissive.
It's not even that he wants to be submissive, but again, he kept putting it in
stereotypes.
I think a man who likes to be in charge leads the way, and a man who can't, I think I just tend to end up doing it, which I don't like for my you know what I mean. But I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I'm like, I want a guy to take control, have to take control in the correct way. Like, don't take control if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, don't take, but.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, sometimes somebody will be like, try to be like, talk to me like they can. And I'm like, I'm paying. What do you mean? Idiot.
Literally.
But I
that's why you have to say something that's like, you're interested.
It has to like toe the line. Yeah.
You're giving him the power of like.
Yeah, I like
of
that.
Deciding whether or not. Yeah.
Maybe he will say like, I do have kids, like, you know, or a wife. I don't know.
I feel like he wouldn't take you to a restaurant where he knows everybody.
Yeah,
if he had
yeah,
a wife.
You're right. Okay. Exactly.
At least here. Maybe she lives in Puerto Rico still.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you text him like.
Let's do it live on.
Why don't you text him? Hey, I had a great time. Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying, hey, I had a great time.
Why?
I'm sorry. That's like date. It's not a date.
What do you call it? We met on the street. We went to dinner. The only difference is how you met. That's a date. You went on a date.
Doesn't matter if it's a date or not. You spend time together.
Fine, yeah. You guys.
What is the problem? Like, I don't understand what the issue is.
You know what it is? It's just such a turn off. I think I can't help that it does really turn me off.
What turns you off?
That I'm having to
tell him you had a good time?
Yeah, like having to lead the ship. I normally never send that text. I like when a guy sends it. I let them lead.
I don't know what to tell
you. Right, but he hasn't sent it.
Thank you, Mike.
And I'm saying he hasn't sent it and you want to see him again.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to... You need to swallow my own ego. Right.
Don't let pride get in the way of a life that could have been.
A life. Okay. Hey. Or just... But I like Ronnie's approach.
I think you should just say...
We're all saying the exact same thing.
I think I'm going to say, will I be seeing you again? That already implies I had a good time. Okay? Because why would I ask to see him again if I didn't?
Right.
Thank exactly. you, girl.
Ronnie is a lesbian, I'd like to state for the record.
Yeah, but I'm not like a cupcake gal. I'm really not.
Well, neither is Ronnie.
What if I do hey smiley
say
face?
Hi.
How about hey smiley face? Will I be seeing you again?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's cute.
You know what I mean? I slap that? An LOL on it so people don't think I'm upset about everything.
Yeah, or an exclamation point.
Something. I use so many exclamation points. If you meet me only conversing via text, you'd think I'm the nicest person you've ever seen.
That's true. Me, you'd think I'm the meanest.
Yeah.
And that is...
We sort of text opposite ways.
I know, it's true.
I text how you live and you text how I live.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'll send it. But I mean, why not?
Just send it. What do you have to lose?
I sent it. Literally nothing.
Besides your dry spell. Okay.
Hello. Hello. But yeah, the energy, it was incredible. And right before that, I was in the park and I was hit by a bike.
What happened there? This has all been a delusion. Jesse. Jesse was knocked out cold in the park for like 6 hours and came to.
No, this man, he only hit my hand, but it was still shocking. This man hit my hand and then he came back. And the funniest part is I was shocked. Obviously, my hand hurt and I couldn't believe it happened. And then he goes, this is what he said is his apology for hitting me. I'm sorry, but I'm an athlete. That's what he said. I'm sorry, but I'm an athlete. It was like, I'm an athlete, so I go fast, and like you were in my way.
Be like, if you're an athlete, then why am I walking where you're like, what are you right. talking about?
Can you believe that?
I'm sorry, but I'm an athlete. I'd be like, okay, and I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
And I remember being like, the fact that that wasn't a meet cute is so upsetting. And then 10 minutes later, I met that guy.
See, that's good. Maybe the universe had a meet cute in mind for you.
I know.
That guy fucked it up. And so the second one, they're like, we'll give her this guy.
Yeah, we'll throw a bone.
What an exciting day.
It was really an exciting day.
Was the bicyclist cute?
I mean, I guess, but he was immediately, I was very turned off.
A lot of bikers have a very...
I didn't like the energy.
They are the kings of the road.
Yeah, like I was...
How dare everybody be walking yeah. and driving?
I'm an athlete.
Because I'm biking here. Especially, I live on 2nd Avenue. So does Mike. I've actually seen Mike biking by my house before.
Oh, that's true. Wow.
But there are lights for bikers.
I know. They don't obey none one of them, rule.
And they'll give you the dirty look. I'm like, you have the light, you goddamn fool.
You fool.
How dare you?
Literally, how dare you? Here I am strolling through the park.
Just trying to have a good meet cute.
Literally.
A nice time. And I lose my left hand.
And you go whizzing past. I think the ring I'm wearing literally saved my hand because I think it jut out and hit it. I don't think so. Okay,
but.
Well, the point is, it was very scary. And this man had the audacity to say to me, I'm sorry, but I'm an athlete. That's what he said. And I said, I'm sorry, but I'm strolling. I didn't say that. I was like, all right, thank you. I was literally like, I don't know what to say or do.
People are out of control.
Out of control.
Losing their minds.
Just psychotic. Like, I wanted to murder that man.
There's not one person in the world you can trust anymore.
I know. It's crazy. It's summer and people are losing it. People get hot. People get angry.
I have not met a guy who is not crazy in years.
Years. Years.
Is it me?
No. It's not.
Maybe it is.
It could be sometimes like that. That's what I'm saying. That guy, as soon as he said, I'm worried I'm going to mess this up, I went, oh, you are going to mess this up. And he actually delivered quicker than I could have ever imagined.
But see, the thing is, I'm like, maybe also because we both expect things to be messed up.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not always means it's going to be messed up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not me like, trying to be the positive side of the conversation for yeah. once.
I don't know. There are different. I think like when you're falling in love with someone, you go like, I'm scared. That's good. I think when someone says, I'm worried I'm going to mess this up, it's like they have tendencies of sabotaging. And so they are already like, I'm going to fuck. And I just believe that they kind of subconsciously know that.
Maybe.
That's what I think. Did my ex say that? And then he absolutely did that? 1,000%.
Yeah.
He probably already was fucking it up. You know, like, I think people say it when they literally...
they fucked up everything else because they're cheaters. Exactly. That is like a cheater mentality.
Yeah. And it's sort of them testing the water, seeing what, like, and I just think it's just a big red flag to be like, because I'm not worried I'm going to mess it up.
Yeah.
I might be worried we won't fit. I might be worried that, like...
I'm worried you're going to mess it up.
Yeah, literally. But I'm like, I'm not going to mess. We can't mess it up if we're both honest and just like present and taking accountability for what we're doing. Yeah,
and as long as you're not being honest about how you're cheating on me.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you're lying to me, I don't think you're going to mess it up. But it's like, it's not my job to validate you or console you about this thing that I don't know what you're talking about, which I think is your tendencies in life.
Yeah.
You're going, my tendencies in life, I'm going to mess this up. And I go, you're probably right. If that's what you think, you're going to prove yourself right.
But a fuck buddy,
you can't beat that in the summer.
No.
Not for me. And again, the energy was so, I think it was more that energy that I went like, yeah, it's
like a primal attraction. Like if you were animals in the woods, you would have made it.
I think so. And also like, it just kind of, it gives me that feeling of like, I'm open. I'm like, you know, I'm out there. I'm open. I'm approachable. Like,
yeah.
There are times I'm definitely not. And I think that I'm getting into a phase where it's like, I feel just way more open with people.
Well, that's amazing.
I know.
It's a great kickoff to the summer.
Right?
Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe it is a sign.
That you're going to have a summer of...
just fun.
Dirty.
Sex.
Sex.
I hope that for me. I really do. I couldn't hope it harder.
That could be nice.
I know. It really would be nice because... you know, it's fun. When it's fun, it's fun.
I went to the Beetlejuice Bar. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's like a restaurant. Well, it's like their whole thing is like it's Halloween all the time.
Oh.
It's like a Beetlejuice. There's like a performance.
That's fun.
But it's really bizarre. And it's on the Lower East Side and it's like very tiny.
Oh.
And they were like, we don't have any tables. There only have like six tables in the whole restaurant.
Oh.
But if you sit at the bar, the performances, and I use that term loosely, still like happen around you.
Oh.
Is
it from the musical?
No, they're just weird little
vignettes.
Like at Wednesday was a character.
Oh, that's fun.
And then like, they're not even Wednesday did the dance from Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
It was definitely, I feel like something interesting to go back. Like I would go with you so you can see how bizarre it is.
Okay, I'd love to. That sounds like fun.
I didn't meet anyone there, but that was something.
I don't ever expect to meet anyone.
Did he respond?
Let's see.
What if he didn't?
I'm sure that's going to happen.
He didn't.
He did.
Yes, terrified.
We can plan something later.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
I know I don't like that.
Yes, we can plan something later. I'm like,
what does that mean?
You know what I don't have time for? People that aren't concerned about
schedule. Is also the language barrier. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even the way he spaced it is like, so I think, what if I just say K?
I don't think he's going to get that.
I know.
So I would be like, tell me when and where. Or like, okay, sounds good. Time and place.
Or I just heart it or like it.
See, this is the game that we were discussing.
What game? I don't understand.
Because we're talking about open communication. You're not saying what you want to say. You're just hearting it and hoping it's relayed.
What if I say, okay, I want to make out again? What if I just put that out
there? Say what you want to say. That's what I'm saying.
Should I just say that?
I just think you have nothing to lose.
I think you. Thank you. Yeah.
So
I know.
Like, say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Should I say that?
Be like, okay, let me know. I want to make out again.
Okay.
That's great. I've done shit like that. And that's why I'm in such a happy relationship now.
I'll do it with a winky face. Okay, let me know.
The
I
winky
want to
face
make out
does
again.
Seem implied, but still.
I'm still going to do it because you never know. How weird. But honestly, I really don't care. Like,
do it.
Who cares? Who cares?
We're finding Jesse Love. And then when she's murdered and I'm like, hey, do you guys remember the guy we were talking about?
No, I have his Instagram already.
Yeah, nobody with Instagram I've ever murdered.
Well, at least then you can find him, track him, and at least put him in prison.
I would totally do that for you.
Would you?
What would be the protocol on if you were to be murdered?
Okay.
And I'm contacted about a documentary.
Please do it.
We're doing it?
Of course do it.
Okay, great.
Get my name out there. Sell merch. Get the podcast up. Don't stop the podcast because of me, okay? Just bring in a new co-host. Keep it moving. Use my death as a catapult.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you die?
Yeah, do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm dead. Drag me through the mud. There's an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Danny DeVito is talking about how if he was a dead body, he's like, I don't care what you do. Fuck me. Whatever. And it's on like he's like over the loudspeaker to a whole show of people. But anyway, that's what I was thinking about.
Oh, great. I love that.
What are your summer plans? What are you going to do now that you have a boyfriend?
Now I have a boyfriend. God, things have really changed. What am I going to do?
It's officially summer.
I think I'm just going to like... I hate to say this, but have fun. Like, be fun, have fun, be flirty, and just, like, do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, on Saturday night, again, I was in a really good energy space, so I was walking home from the park. I'm doing great. I should go to parks, because when I walk home, great things happen. And I met this girl who had a puppy. Puppy. Okay? I'm talking 8 weeks old.
Wait, did you post a picture of it?
Yeah. The girl and I were talking and I was like, I was going to go get dinner. Like, I don't know if you want to come. I got dinner with this girl I just met on the street and I had dinner with her.
The night before?
Yeah.
You had dinner with two strangers you met on the street two nights in a row?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? But it just.
That's crazy.
I know. But this girl had a puppy and she was like.
Who was she?
She's a girl who lives in my neighborhood. I never met her before.
But do you like, who is she now?
We talked a lot. Like, I learned a lot about her. She's going to start this group I'm going to help her with, like a strolling group. Like, she just seems really cool and really nice. And she had a puppy.
See, I get fearful.
Okay.
Because in my experience, people that are too friendly.
I'm that person.
From the get, you weren't when we met.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
If you had been
this way,
that way when we first met, I do not think we would have cultivated a friendship.
Yeah.
Because I would have been
scared for your life.
We met through like a different, we didn't meet on the street.
No, we didn't. And I think like my overall voice though is the same. I'm just like.
No, I agree.
I'm a little braver. Like, I think that if I met you at a dog park and we were having fun, I would just be like, hey, I know this is crazy, but like. I'm about to go get dinner. I don't know what you're doing. Like, I just am not scared to do that. I also got rejected by a dog. Literally, this guy had a dog on my way to the park. And I was like, I really want to pet that dog. I really love dogs. I really want to pet that dog. The dog kept looking at me. I was like, that dog wants to pet me.
Probably in fear.
Yeah. So then I said, can I pet your dog? And the man said, she's mean. Like, no, she's mean. And I went, okay. And then I was sad for a little bit because I was like, I'm sad the dog's mean. I'm sad the dog. I'm sad.
I don't think you should be sad about that.
Okay. Because then I was like, Winnie's mean too. And so, or like Winnie comes off mean. It doesn't mean they're unhappy. It just means they don't like strangers.
Yeah, they're protective.
Yeah, exactly. So I let it go. But I was sad for a little bit. Yeah, I was. I felt rejected by
a dog. There's like certain people Otis does not like. I have like a neighbor.
You don't think that? I remember one time I was sort of seeing this guy and I went to his apartment and his roommate dog hated me and I felt like the stepmom in some movie. I was like, that's not a good sign for your personality when a dog's like,
yeah,
you know,
it's not great.
Maybe my energy wasn't good back then. I don't know.
Definitely more standoffish, I would say.
Me? Yeah.
Now you're an open barrel of rainbows walking down the street.
There I am.
Giving them out.
Yeah.
And listen, it's working. You're making friends and you're making out.
Yeah, with someone who might sometime see me later.
Did he respond to your makeout text? Nope.
Well, it says do not disturb. So, no. Okay, cool.
Well, he's working, hopefully.
guy. I think he's working. It really doesn't matter because, again, I know the energy. It just got me in a good place. That's the thing. It doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah, I hope it does. Because I hate when things like this happen and then it like nothing happens.
I actually think it catapults my body to get to be in that frequency. If you know what I mean.
Mm.
It's like, gosh, what's it? It's like.
It gets you hornier so you're ready for.
Or it's like if you get have a really good meal and then you're like, oh, I'm going to like I'm now really focused on my taste buds because I enjoyed that. And now I'm going to focus on making myself really good meals because I remember how good it feels where I'm like, oh, I'm not going to like hang out with people that, you know, or it's more just my energy. I know my energy is good.
Listen, we've said it before. We've said it the past four summers in a row.
It's going
to
be.
But it is going to be the summer to try and be slutty.
Let's be slutty.
It gets harder to be slutty as you get older.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm having a really easy time of it.
Well, I just think like it's the same thing where it's like people say it's harder to make friends. I don't know.
It is.
Okay, but I think that the more you put yourself out there,
there's less people.
People? I don't know if that's true.
There's 1,000% less people looking for friends at the age of 35 than looking for friends at the age of 14.
Yeah, I mean, at 14, you're willing to accept everybody. I think when you get older, you have certain criteria of who you want to have friendships with. But when you meet someone who's like, that's fun, you're never like, I already have enough friends. You're like, that person seems great. I want to be friends with them.
Yeah, even that. But it's like there's more going on now in a life. You don't have time as much.
Yeah, I've made more friends in the last few months than I have in years.
Yeah, but you're like in a thing.
I know, but I'm saying like I before.
But I'm not saying like maybe for you. Because you're in this state,
yeah,
it's not harder. But in general, for people,
right,
it's harder.
You know that quote that's like, you haven't met everyone who's going to love you yet. You haven't met, and I think like changing that to be like, you haven't met everyone you're going to love. Like people come into your life all the time. That's what's so crazy about the city. Like I probably will never see him again. And he lives that close to me and I've never seen him before. And like more people just keep there's just so many people.
It is interesting. Like, I feel like people, I like bump into certain people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I see you everywhere? Even like you live in obviously in the same building as your friend, yes. Sarah. And I like have seen Sarah on the street, like going to your apartment like 3 or 4 times.
That's crazy. Cause like, I don't see Sarah unless we schedule it. We never just like run into each other.
No, I have like people on my floor. I've never even seen.
Right.
That I, like, it is weird how certain people I feel you just like will bump into all
there's
the time.
There's a cosmic thing. There's a cosmic energy. There's like, you know, something. There's certain things that like, sometimes you see certain people. And your person could be you just never know. You just never know.
Totally. When I was in Spain.
Yeah.
I was at the pool in Mallorca of this like weird resort thing and met this couple who grew up. The guy lived like directly across the street from my apartment in Flatbush. And we're in the pool in Mallorca.
Small world. How small is that?
And he, like, I'm like, it is just bizarre.
Bizarre.
Because I'm like, why am I not seeing Lady Gaga on the street, you know?
And I think that's the next wave. But maybe. Isn't that cool?
It is interesting. It's cool.
And I think in summer in
but
the
for
city.
Me, it's a lot of people. I'm like, why do I always see this person in a negative way?
Okay. Well, that can be true.
I mean, not negative, but like. Like, you know, someone from the improv world who you weren't really friends with and you have to like, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
You know.
That's hard.
But it is like, I'm like, why? I want to see the same hot guy over and over again.
Yeah.
And then him be like, whoa.
We keep seeing each other.
I thought that I died and went to the world of angels, but it's just you I'm seeing everywhere.
Again and again and again.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I've been. It's just people want to connect. You forget how much people want to connect until you start connecting. And it can be a quick hello, goodbye. And then if it's more, you just like, you just let it ride. You let it ride.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel the people I connect to most are usually like 60-year-old women.
Me too.
And those are the ones I love them. Dog park chatting away.
Please know I went to a craft fair specifically for a woman I love who does crafts, who also now loves me and God bless. But like, she, I love her.
Is she older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love her.
Of course.
Why not?
Maybe I'm meant to be with an older person.
Honestly, there is something like interesting about just all ages. Ages in general. What is an age? Like, how does someone act? How do you want to feel with them? It's just interesting.
What
you
is
know?
An age? And on what is an age? No, totally. I do definitely, I think, hyperfixate on age sometimes, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Because it's more the energy, right? What's the energy?
Because in my head, if I meet like a guy, say, who's 28, and I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, 28. But that's because like in my head, when I was 28.
I was a mess. Yeah.
I was a mess.
Totally.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The thing is. But then I'm like, but other people are much more well-adjusted than I.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's almost like you shouldn't ask. I wish I almost hadn't asked him.
You should always ask.
Okay, I'll always ask.
Until you'll end up in prison, Jesse. Jesus.
Okay, but I'm never attracted to young.
It was just a joke.
Okay. Let me know next time. I'll make sure to laugh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not attracted to young, she says.
I'm not. Literally not.
That's what they all say.
I don't think
everybody doing life up at Rikers.
Oh my God.
We're running away here. All right.
All right. Well, guys, go. Let's have a slutty summer. Honestly, send in your best slut stories. I said it.
Yeah. Send that in is your inspirational.
Best slut stories just to like get us all in that mood. Okay. I don't care if you're married. You can still have a slut mood and you should.
But
I
not
should.
With other people. No. Unless with, that's disgusting.
Unless you're open. Right. Do whatever. But send in your best slutty stories to us. You can either do my Instagram. I would say you could do the Patreon. You can message us on Patreon or just do those avenues. You know, I can't think of another. But
yeah. Okay.
Love that for us.
Amazing. And sign up for the Patreon while you're there. Yeah. All right. And until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.